Hey everybody, Pastor Michael here, and welcome back to the SGT Podcast. I'm excited to share with you our guest today, Reverend Rob Carozzo, who is the Dean of Student Life at Smithtown Christian School. He came on today to talk about mental health and some of the things that a lot of us may have been dealing with as we were going through COVID, and maybe are still dealing with it as we're coming out of it now, and how to bring that to the Lord and ask the Lord for healthy habits. So let's hear all that he had to share. Hey everybody, Pastor Mike here, and welcome back to the SGT Podcast. I'm very excited about today's guest. We have the Reverend Robert Carozzo, who is the Dean of Student Life here at SCS. How you doing today, Reverend Rob?
Outstanding.
Awesome. Always love to hear that. Mm-hmm. Reverend Rob is a graduate of Liberty University, where he studied criminal justice, and he also has a master's from Liberty. In pastoral counseling, specifically with addictions and recovery. He spent 10 years in the United States Navy. Thank you, sir, for your service.
Thank you.
And 7 years with the NYPD before being called by God into ministry. So aside from all the accolades and honors that you have already received in life, it is another honor for us to have you today on this show. This is your first time on, right?
We didn't have time on. Yeah.
How does it feel? You like it? It feels official, right? You like this new thing we got to cover the mic here?
You know what it is? It's not necessarily that I like the thing to cover the mic, but it covers your face.
Wow. That's brutal.
No, I love you, brother.
That's brutal. Nice though. I do like it. It is kind of funny. People at home can't really see it, but we got this new thing that helps us keep the sound in around the mic, and you can just kind of barely see the eyes of the other person.
It legit is just like the face mask, though. Like,
that's
I see the
true.
Same.
You know what? It's like a COVID thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't even trying. That's great. Oh, man. All right. Well, tell you what, Reverend Rob, we are super excited to have you on because as the Dean of Student Life here at Smithtown Christian, I know you're not just talking to students, you talk to their families. Mm-hmm. And they're excited to be back in school and everything's going well here at SCS. But I'm sure that daily you hear students, their families, maybe specifically the parent, I don't know, pull you aside and just say, hey, we're going through a hard time, mm-hmm. or Billy's going through a hard time, Sally's not doing well, we're not doing well. Anytime we see people linger for a long time like this or go through something where their schedule was shifted, things mm-hmm. are not the way they used to be, we see old habits come back, mm-hmm. bad habits. Mm-hmm. We see new bad habits form. Mm-hmm. We see old depression trying to creep back in. Mm-hmm. Sometimes for people, it's the first time they've mm-hmm. started to experience depression. Sometimes we see not just new depression, but like a tiredness start to fall mm-hmm. on people, or like a laziness or mm-hmm. an apathy to life. And, there are people who start to create new good habits. But by and large, when we're all coming out of this, we're hearing about the hard times that people had. Mm-hmm. And with your background and your knowledge and your wisdom, I would love for you to maybe just address some of the things that you're seeing that are pretty common. Mm-hmm. Like I'm hearing this a lot right now. And then also, what are you encouraging people, and what are some of the steps that you're giving them mm-hmm. To kind of walk this out well and mm-hmm. not be there anymore? And that's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Let's do one thing at a time. Huh?
Yeah. One thing at a time. It's funny. Even as you were just talking about it, saying, sometimes we see depression, and then sometimes we don't even see depression, but we see lethargy, right? We see people being tired. We see people not having motivation.
Yeah.
And it's like the counselor side of me, right, goes, hold on, let's start looking at DSM.
Yeah.
And wait, those are all signs of depression. Yeah. Now, it's funny. I was just talking to one of my coworkers the other day, and I was like, I was tired the other day. But that doesn't mean, listen, just because you're tired does not mean you're depressed.
Right.
Okay. So
there's a noticeable difference.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a 2-year-old daughter that doesn't always sleep through the night. I can be tired.
Say, you're a new parent. That doesn't mean you're depressed. It just means you're really, really, really tired.
You're actually really, really happy. You're on the other side of depression.
Exactly.
You're just exhausted. But with Kaylin being 2 right now, like, it's a whole lot less of that.
Yeah.
But by the way, good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. January, man. Getting ready.
That's going to be awesome.
I'm excited.
But what have I seen with the student? Okay, wait, where were we?
Well, all right, I guess maybe we'll start back at, what are some of the things you're hearing most often? Hey, Reverend Rob, my family or myself, mm-hmm. I'm dealing with this, man. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you hearing a lot of? You know,
motivation.
Okay. What way?
Honestly, so students will always go through this lack of motivation to do schoolwork, right? We've been dealing with that since you were in school, since I was in school. But it's a new form, right? So the lack of motivation as our students are in their houses, right? There's something to be said about getting up and going to school and having that change of environment that allows your brain to switch modes, right? So you go from son or daughter of mom and dad in your house, getting up, getting ready to, I walk out the door and now I'm a student. Now I'm a third grader. Now I'm a 12th grader. Now I'm whatever grader you are, right? When we don't have that.
Or mom and dad.
Or mom and dad, yeah. When I get up and I go from dad to, Mr. Carozzo, Dean of Student Life, very, very different. My daughter doesn't get that title yet, so right. She doesn't listen to me. No, she's actually a really good girl.
She's such a sweetie.
She's so sweet. Yeah. So to have that switch is really difficult. So our kids will often not have the motivation when they come to school. Now we're going, okay, get up out of bed, and whatever the next routine is. For me, so I did a lot of my schooling online.
Okay.
And for me to have that switch, I needed to get up out of bed, take a shower, get changed, walk, physically move myself into another room and go, okay, right now I'm a student.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what worked for me. Now, I had the resources for this, but right. I had a spare room, Some of our students are getting up out of bed, maybe not changing, which if that works for them, that's okay. Staying in the same room, on a laptop, in the bed, right? So it can be even that switch. I keep on saying switch, but it really is that switch of going from I'm in bed to I'm going to school. I need to be a student now.
And this isn't we had Joel Moss, Reverend Joel Moss, mm-hmm. your supervisor.
My boss.
Your boss, yeah. superintendent of SDS schools on a couple weeks ago. And just to not confuse people, we still have students five days a week here. They're here right now,
yes,
in the building.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the ones who are still working online and other students that you know.
I'm even rewinding back to when they were going through it. So I'm talking about from March through until now.
Yeah, because that's like 7 months of this now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So from March until June, I'm talking about the lack of motivation.
Right.
And it was instant.
Yeah.
There was no preparation for it. For our students, it was just like, oh, wait, nope. Go home on a Friday. Now we're going to start digital learning, right?
Yeah. And there was no precedence. They had never done it before.
No.
Like that. Yeah, so
no. Now, as we walk into September this past year, we do have students who are online students, right, who are distance learners. And it's like, okay, well, they've had the preparation for that.
Sure.
So the motivation there, depending on the student, can still be low, or it can be really, really good, and they're doing fantastic jobs.
Not to cut you off, but mm-hmm. I did want to say this too. For anybody who thinks that this is an SCS podcast about students, it's not. We're just talking about some of the stuff that we're happening to see mm-hmm. every day here. Mom and dad, or maybe you don't have kids, we were all thrown into the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
You woke up, do I put my pajamas on today or not? Mm-hmm. Do I get out of my pajamas mm-hmm. today or not?
Yeah.
Nah, probably not. Do I watch that extra episode on Netflix or that show, or do I just start another project, or I did enough projects? So we all find ourselves in kind of these wonky situations. And I, a couple of years ago, you might know this, you're a Navy man, mm-hmm. There was a Navy SEAL talking about being like an excellent leader.
Are you talking about the graduation speech?
Making you bed.
Was it University of Texas or one of those?
So you know what I'm talking about.
I do. It was Navy SEAL Captain Admiral.
I know, but he was talking about just like you get up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
make your bed.
Mm-hmm.
So now that bed's gone. You're not going back in it because it's made.
Yeah.
And you also have your first thing you did today. Little things like that, they make a difference.
Which is hilarious because I never make my bed.
Didn't before, and then I saw that and I started it.
You know what?
It helped me a little bit.
I thoroughly respect the man, but that is not a conviction that I have right now.
You're not a bed maker.
No, I'm not a bed maker. but what the funny thing is, what I took from that is, you know, he goes on to say, you know, you do the first thing right.
Yeah.
Right? And if that's the only thing you did right all day, at least you got one thing done right. And when you go back to bed, you see, I did at least one thing right. So, yeah. But what I took from that is, we're all going to mess up, yeah. Period. That's it. We are human. Every single one of us is going to mess up.
And if you haven't in a while, just wait.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Yeah. you know, but it's about doing the next thing right. So I heard it said, you know, oh, do the next right thing. Do the next right thing. And I'm like, no. At that point, you're looking for the next right thing to do. So you're on the lookout of, is that the right thing to do? Is that the right thing to do? And then maybe you don't do anything because you're waiting.
Sitting around waiting
so
for that.
So instead, yeah. Continue moving forward and you're going to do something. Yeah. Whatever that something is, do it right. Yeah. Because there's a right way and a wrong way to do a lot of different things. But whatever that thing that you're about to do is, do it right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you just did the next right thing.
There you go. Boom. Take that to the bank, yeah. People. That's some good stuff right there.
You did the next right thing by doing the next thing right.
There you go.
I love it. Sorry.
If people just writing on their notes, right, no lefts.
Yeah, right. So it's funny because for going back to motivation, yeah. And we were talking about getting out of your pajamas or whatnot, different people will be able to function differently. You may need to make your bed in the morning in order to have a successful day. I may not. I need to put on different pants, literally. In the morning, I can't wear pajamas. My brother is the opposite of me. I love my brother to death, and he is so, so successful, and he's such an amazing man. But he literally can get up out of bed or even stay in bed in his pajamas, in his slippers, and do his job and be incredibly successful at it. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but, you got to kind of know what your habits are,
yeah.
And you got to kind of know what's affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're the kind of guy who's like, yeah, no, like I get up, I do my job, I wear my pajamas, mm-hmm. I don't make my bed, I just feel miserable.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm getting at though is like, you might tell that guy, all right, well, make your bed, change your pants,
yeah.
See if you start to notice a difference,
yeah.
You know. And one of the main reasons I felt the need to really have this conversation is mm-hmm. because I feel like people were thrown the world, literally.
Mm-hmm.
The world is stopping, mm-hmm. and you need to stop with it. And now the world is starting again, and you still feel the weight of the world, mm-hmm. and it's too big for you to move by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what you said. Hey, don't move the world. Do the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Make your kids lunch the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Put their shoes on the mm-hmm. right way. Go brush your teeth the right way.
Mm-hmm.
These little steps to success. And the baby, I'm thinking of, remember the movie What About Bob?
I've never seen it.
No? Well, I wouldn't encourage anybody to watch it because I think I watched it as a kid on TV back when they used to take all the bad stuff out.
Okay.
So I think some people went to watch and they were like, why would you watch this, Pastor Mike? But there was a funny thing where he had like baby steps. He was like literally, and he was actually taking baby steps thinking that would help him get better
because
dealing with some stuff. But it, in the end, he ended up being helped by it because he was like, yeah, I'm taking these baby steps. It's making a difference in my life. And even though it was funny and people were kind of mocking it, that's actually a very great principle that you're bringing up here for us to follow. It's take the baby step. Mm-hmm. Do the next thing right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, just to be 100% transparent, like one thing that I struggled with in my past was being an alcoholic, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm several years removed now. And it's like, it is those baby steps, you know, and in the beginning of recovery, it's like, man, I hate all those sayings, one day at a time, easy does it. And it's like, you know, no, you do need to take those baby steps and it is one day at a time. And it is sometimes about doing the next thing right.
Yeah.
You know, I can walk into 7-Eleven and okay, that was right. Walking into 7-Eleven. Now what's the next step? Am I making that right, left, whatever, towards the alcohol,
yep.
Or am I going straight towards coffee?
Right. you know, and a lot of people, I mean, I appreciate your transparency, and a lot of people maybe before COVID would have been like, oh, wow, like, yeah, and that's a tough thing to have to come through. I'm glad that's not a part of my life. Mm-hmm. And now coming out of COVID, they're saying, oh, man, that's a part of my life now. Like, that's a bad habit. A lot of, they say that went right through the roof. Those sales mm-hmm. of alcohol went right through the roof, mm-hmm. and that's true for the church as well mm-hmm. as the world.
You know, I've just kind of been thinking about a lot of friends who were in recovery, and I use the past tense because I've heard a lot about people relapsing.
Yeah.
And it's like, this has caused a major spike in relapse.
Or starting a new habit.
Well, and then that was what I was just about to get to was, or starting that new habit, or not even realizing, like, oh, I was down this path already, and this just magnified it. This just multiplied it in such a different way. And it's like, oh, wow. Okay. You know, how easy is it, right? And it's funny because we start thinking about depression, right? And COVID has brought out depression. We were talking about this a little bit ago, that it's brought out depression, and people will then go towards a substance and go, oh, this makes me feel better, which is kind of hilarious with, so I have a sick sense of humor for anybody who's listening right now. My sense of humor is absolutely twisted. So that's why it's hilarious.
So be warned.
So be warned. So it's kind of hilarious that we go, oh man, I had a bad day at work. I'm really down right now. And a drink would feel really good.
Yeah.
Alcohol is defined as a depressant.
Yeah.
I feel really depressed. I'm going to go put a liquid in my body that's a depressant. It makes me feel better.
Yeah. Well, like, but and to people who are struggling through that, you know, your mind doesn't want you to make the next right decision or do the next thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just wants you to go with what it thinks will please itself. So you're not necessarily thinking properly.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing too that I like to talk about with people, and I don't have the degrees that you don't have the same mm-hmm. backing. I just have, you know, my experience talking and then the Bible, you know. But and I tell them,
you're like, and the Bible.
And
like,
the Bible.
Dude.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, is I feel confident enough to say this because I believe the Bible is enough for people who feel like, well, I don't know, I've never dealt with this before, or I don't know how much I have experience with, knowing how to handle this,
mm-hmm.
you got the Bible.
Yeah.
And the reason why when you're down, you choose alcohol
mm-hmm.
is because whatever you're watching, whatever you're listening to, whatever you're around, mm-hmm. you see that as an option.
Mm-hmm.
You may have started trying other bad habits. You see that as an option.
Mm-hmm.
When you surround yourself with the Word of God, when you surround yourself mm-hmm. with God's people and then feel depressed,
mm-hmm.
you see that as an option mm-hmm. and you'll go to that.
Yeah.
But what's the number one thing that happens when we struggle, we get depressed? What do?
Isolate.
We isolate. And I was just talking to a bunch of people in a Bible study that I have, a bunch of young adults. We're mm-hmm. going through, remember the Truth Project?
Yeah, we still do it
here. Years ago? Yeah.
No, we still do it here.
Oh, you just do it? Yeah. SCS does it for their seniors. Yeah. So we're going through that with some young adults.
Mm.
And it talks about how in the beginning of creation, God made everything good. Mm. Everything was good.
Yeah.
And then in the midst of it, there's this moment called the divine pause where he goes, that's not good. And it was man being alone because it was the mm-hmm. first time in all of eternity that something had been alone.
Mm-hmm.
God himself is not alone because he lives in community.
Yep.
And yet
he's a triune God.
He's a triune God.
He was never alone from
eternity.
Yeah.
And that was the first time in eternity something had been alone. And so we know that's mm-hmm. not a good thing.
Yeah.
And here we are struggling. Mm-hmm. And the immediate response by our flesh is to put us into a situation mm-hmm. where we are in a place that God himself said
mm-hmm.
is not good. I mean, you're probably seeing that quite a bit even mm-hmm. with your students, right?
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Yeah. And often it's the desire, it's our desire, right? To pull away. When we feel uncomfortable, we pull away. Yeah. I don't want to be there, right? And it's like, we will end up alone. We'll pull away from that community. We'll pull away from the good people in our lives that are really speaking truth into us.
Or in this case, we didn't have the option to come together because we were told we have to be alone.
Yes.
And now that we can come back, we're not.
Yeah, and it's awkward. It's
super awkward.
Yeah, because it's like what's it said? 30 days builds a habit.
Yep.
Right? well, we're well past 30 days of building a habit of going, you know what, I'm alone.
We're over 210 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do the math on that one?
7 times 30. I figured maybe there's a month. There's a day or two in there that I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
a little over.
Yeah, a little over. So yeah, you know, it's our desire to just be alone because also if we're alone, there's no one else to tell us what we're doing is wrong.
Yep.
You know, that's why, you know, so many addicts and alcoholics will end up alone. And because no one else is telling them, dude, you know, that's a lot to drink.
Yeah.
You haven't stopped drinking. Yeah. What's going on? But if you're alone, who's going to tell you that?
Yeah.
You know,
or hey, you're sleeping.
Yeah.
You're sleeping 21 hours a day. Mm-hmm. You're sleeping 14 hours a day. That's not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you're sleeping all day and you're up for 4 hours a night.
And it may not even be actual sleeping, right? Yeah. It could just be, dude, you're in your bed all day, right? There's no motivation. Where'd that smile go, you know?
Pills,
mm-hmm.
pornography.
Yeah.
These are all things that we all know. Even if it's not us, you see it in your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You see it in your parents,
mm-hmm.
your brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to address it first in our life and be healthy before we can start really being helpful to those in our lives around us. You know, God, we can always direct people to the Lord. He's always healthy.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a part of that process, we need to get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I would love for you to maybe get some takeaway points, like, hey, here's the picture we've just painted.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you see yourselves there. Some of you see friends there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you see family members there.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some things you can go and tell. You already gave us a really great takeaway, which is do the next thing right.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe what are some other takeaways? You're listening to this. If you heard nothing else, if you forgot everything that we were just joking about, mm-hmm. talking seriously about, and mm-hmm. you can only remember one thing, what's that one thing you really want them to take away from this podcast?
Move a muscle, change a thought.
Move a muscle,
mm-hmm.
change a thought. Explain, please.
So remember how...
it's like mountaintop wisdom.
Yeah. So remember how I said, like, in the beginning of my sobriety, it was like, oh, man, I hate all those sayings.
Yeah.
I love every single saying. not every single saying, but I really love these small quotes, right?
You love the poster sayings.
I do. Yeah. I do, man. It works. It clicks, right? Especially when people start putting up those posters and they're like, oh, this is motivational, and they don't realize it's biblical. And it's like, I love all that because it's like, whoa, okay, I see where you're going with that. And it's like, now the, as Pastor Stephen always says, you know, the apologist in you, right? Now the apologist in me is like, aha, you have it on your wall.
Right.
Game on. Yes. Game on, right? And it's like, okay, move a muscle, change a thought. So we were talking earlier about, you know, getting up out of bed. And or not getting up out of bed, doing the next thing right. Just do the next thing right. You move a muscle. Get up out of bed.
Yep.
You're going to change your thought. Put on your pants.
Yep.
You know, change out of your pajamas. Put on your pants. You're going to change your thought. Don't be alone. Don't be alone.
Yep.
Connect with people. Move. Start doing something physical that will just, you're going to start getting... I mean, we're talking physiologically here right now too. We're going, that's gonna change your body. But now, you know, one walk around the block isn't gonna make you lose whatever weight that you want to lose. But it's gonna change your body. Meaning, you know, you're gonna get more oxygen into your bloodstream. That more oxygenated blood is gonna get to every area of your body.
Yeah.
Your muscles are gonna move, which will cause endorphins to start going.
All these things have consequences.
And it just snowballs. And, you know, we often use snowballing in like a really bad way, right? Oh, snowballed. You know, I had one drink and next thing you know,
it snowballed into
it. It was a decade worth of drinking, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you said 10 or 20 drinks. No, I go to the extreme because 10, I'm a go big or go home kind of guy, right? The one walk could turn into a decade of walking, right? But you have to get up and go do the next thing right.
And we don't want people to stop praying. We don't want them to stop saying, Lord, help me. But there comes a time, too. And I know last week, mm-hmm. Pastor Matt was talking about, you know, being active, being an activated believer and taking the steps to go at, you know, making sure that we're following what the Lord's doing in our life. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got to take a step. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be like he had said, you know, David on the rooftop, not willing to go out to war. If this is something that you're dealing with in your life, you go to war. Mm-hmm. Be willing to allow the Lord to battle for you in your life and to be a part of it, to actively engage. Mm-hmm. You know, and you had said too.
You're talking about going to war, but we have to go back to what you were saying earlier about not being alone.
Remember,
you're going to war, but you're not alone.
Yes.
You have the Lord with you, but you have others who are going to come by your side and go to war and fight that battle with you.
And there's so many people who are going to listen to you right now and go, well, that's not true. I don't have any friends. My family doesn't love me anymore. I feel like I call people. They don't want to hang out. Well, guess what, guys? Church is open.
Yes.
And that is what church is about. It's a community of believers wanting to come alongside you, whoever you are. They might not know you. You show up at church and you say, I'm a believer. Everybody in the room's family.
You show up at church and you say, I'm not a believer, but there's something going on here. The church is for you.
They're still for
you. I'm sorry. You're like,
yeah.
Sorry, that was really loud.
No, sorry. I'll adjust your gain. Doesn't matter how you come.
No.
We're here for you. And we love you. You're not alone.
You know, I know I battle with this also. It's like, I have to come right. I got to come right to church, right?
Yeah.
The Lord says, no, come exactly as you are.
That's right.
Come as you are.
That's right.
We're here to love you, you know, because we all want to share the love of Christ.
Yep.
And Jesus Christ loves everyone.
Yes.
And that's it. So come as you are, and we're going to fight that battle with you. We're going to come alongside you. We're going to celebrate when you're victorious, and we're going to be there to lift you up when you're not. Because like I said earlier, we're all going to fail. Yeah. We're all going to fail. So when I say, you know, in the beginning of recovery, so the beginning of recovery lasted about 2 years for me because I was in and out and I couldn't stop drinking, right? I stopped drinking for a little bit and then I couldn't. And then I did again. And then I was successful for 2 weeks. I was successful for 2 months, then 6 months, and then back down to 2 weeks. And so it was just a whole roller coaster.
But you kept moving that muscle. Yeah. You kept allowing the thoughts to change.
Yeah. And what changed it for me was coming to church. Mm. What changed it for me was, and it's not the physical building, it was the relationships that I built with people. So I started coming to the table. I feel like we have plugs for like everything going on at the church, right?
It's the young adult group at SGT.
This really is not like pre-planned, like, we're going to plug everything. But I started coming to the table and I started gaining those relationships with people. I met my now wife at the table. Right? Yep. That relationship has blossomed.
We're recording this on her birthday.
We are. Happy birthday, Kim. We love you.
A little belated.
A little belated. So, you know, I have that relationship with Pastor Stephen in such a good way. He is such an amazing man of God that came alongside me that said, I'm going to fight this fight with you.
Yep.
Did he fully understand it? Not even close. He didn't battle with it. I pray that he never does battle with it. I don't think he'll ever battle with it.
But you showed up. He said, hey, you're here. We're going to love you right.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure that you're taken care
of. Yeah. Back when we can touch each other, he gave me hugs.
That's right.
So, but that's the beautiful thing too. When we start coming back to church, we build that community of people who are gonna rejoice with us, who are gonna mourn with us, and those feelings, those emotions are good.
Yeah,
amen. They're good. Yeah.
Amen. And you know, and honestly, like to your point, you know, I'm gonna have us close in prayer now. But to your point, there's so many people who maybe even before listening to this, were not willing to bring that issue to the forefront, and maybe just listening to this and listening now through to the end.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, you know what? At least I listened through one thing to the end that's talking about something I'm struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying, I really want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those two things that you brought up. One, do the next thing right.
Mm-hmm.
Do the next thing right. And two, don't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Do not do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have anybody in your life, get here to church and ask us to walk alongside with you. If you have somebody in your life, ask them to come with you to church. That way you have them and everybody in the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just so important that we start somewhere, because the Lord doesn't want us to sit around and just not be broken. Mm-hmm. He wants us to be, as we pointed out last week, activated, moving, a part of what he's doing, mm-hmm. advancing his kingdom. He wants us to be healthy and whole like mm-hmm. you. He wants mm-hmm. us to see victory in our lives yeah. and fulfillment and having the family and mm-hmm. the kid and getting a good job and, mm-hmm. and the degrees and knowing that God can use you in ministry. Mm-hmm. And your life is an example mm-hmm. for everybody who's listening. Hey, stop. Bring it to the Lord. Don't do it alone. And let's do the next thing right, mm-hmm. and you'll see what the Lord does in your life. Mm-hmm. So for everybody who's listening who's going through a hard time, Reverend Rob, do you mind praying us out?
Absolutely.
And just saying, you know, for all those people who are listening, just stop where you are right now. And I want you guys to open up your hands. Say, Lord, here's my hands. Here's my life. Do what you want in it. I don't know what to do. Help me do the next thing right. Rob, will you lead us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, Lord God. We thank you for everything you've given us, Lord. We thank you for even the time that we spent alone in your presence, Lord, through this pandemic that is COVID, Lord God. I just pray now that you allow us to, you have been allowing us to the opportunity to just come together now, Lord. I just ask that you just reach each and every single one of our listeners right now, those who are struggling with what is the next thing to do, and allow them to do that next thing right, Lord God. I just pray that you allow their community to come alongside them. And if they don't have community, Lord God, give them that community. Let them see that the community that you have for them is placed right around them right now, Lord God. I just thank you for the opportunity to talk with Pastor Michael and talk through this, the mental health struggles that many of us go through right now. And I just pray that you just allow us to just have an amazing day from this point forward as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Reverend Robert, thank you so much,
thank
sir.
You.
You're a good man. It was a pleasure having you on today. And hopefully this won't be the last time.
We'll absolutely not. Again. I'm always open.
Awesome.
All right.
Hey, God bless you, brother.
You too.
Aside from being an excellent man, a veteran, a minister, and used by God every day here at the school and at the church, Rob's a good friend, and he really takes seriously his call by God to be an example for others of a life that's changed, of a life that is devoted to the Lord. And I really hope that you guys who are out there, guys and gals who might be going through some things that you haven't gone through in a long time, or maybe you have some new struggles that you never thought you'd be going through again, take some time to take seriously what he said. Do the next thing right, and don't do it alone. Come back to church. Come back to the people of God. Allow us to walk alongside you as you go through what you're going through, and watch together as the Lord transforms our lives to continue to advance his kingdom. We love you. We hope you were blessed by today's episode, and we look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you.